Good afternoon, my AOWs. Today we're going to talk about stacking. I know, stacking is a Heatherism. It's a term that I made up. And what it involves is the way I like to stack hormones, i.e. start hormone therapy by stacking different hormones. So if you're interested in what the heck I mean and what this is all about, let's do it.
Welcome to Health by Heather Hirsch, a podcast dedicated to uncovering many of the women's health issues many of us are wondering about, but few of us are talking about. My mission is to expose the current gaps in knowledge and care on all things women's health. Enjoy.
If you love the show and you're dying to work with me, there is a couple of different ways that you can do so. First, I have an incredible menopause course. It's called the Reclaiming Menopause Masterclass, and don't be fooled, it also is for women in perimenopause. In this course, I teach you how to thrive. It's my signature method to help you figure out what HRT regimen is best and right for you and how to make adjustments and then how to get this from your own doctor. Now, I also see patients in my private telemedicine clinic. I have a license in several states and I'm always working on more. You can go to my website, heatherhirschmd.com, to find out if you want to take the course and join our incredible Facebook group with monthly lives or work with me one-on-one. Now, I hope I get the chance to work with you. And thank you so much for listening to the show. Welcome back to the show. I'm so excited that you've joined me today. I usually love to do my shows live. I love to sit down in my podcast room, adjust the microphone. I know I'm a little loud, and record. But when you're listening to this, I am going to be in another country. So I'm doing something I don't usually do, which is batch my podcasts or do it before I'm going to release it. So I can't wait to tell you all about what I'm traveling for. And of course, I will keep you updated as things are out and rolling. So today we're going to talk about stacking. What stacking is a process that I have come to love and adopt when I am seeing patients in my, you know, private telemedicine clinic now, but have been seeing patients for over a decade at this point for menopause. And I want to tell you a little bit about the process and why I teach it to my students in my course and why I do this with my patients and what I've learned over the years. So essentially, stacking means doing one hormone at a time or doing one medication at a time or making one change at a time. And the way I'm going to maybe explain this is just start off by giving you an example. So a typical example will be a patient that will come to my office and say, Dr. Hirsch, I haven't had a period in X number of months. Let's say in this example, it's 3 or 6. So it's late perimenopause, early menopause. And she's saying, oh, I'm anxious. I can't sleep. I'm tossing and turning. I'm having itchy ears, vaginal dryness, weight gain. If you haven't ever listened to my book, you know, I call that full throttle menopause. It's just kind of symptoms from head to toe. And what I try to do, what I teach my students to do, is try to figure out if this is a predominantly seems like low estrogen or low progesterone or even low testosterone. Now, very briefly, I like to kind of first talk to my patients about what each of the hormones does. This is not perfect by any means. Each woman is so different. And this is a generalization, but it's a good rule to start with. Estrogen is kind of the happy hormone. Estrogen's like the happy hormone. Not always. Remember, not always. There are exclusions. Exclusions apply. But estrogen is the happy hormone. And actually, we know that actually if women are ovulating while they're taking their studies, their tests, their SATs, they tend to score higher. And so estrogen probably has some really good impacts on the brain. Progesterone is kind of the calming hormone. It's kind of the relaxing and the calming hormone. I always say, think about if you were ever pregnant, first trimester of pregnancy, you just feel like you're not even like, you know, big belly yet. You're just like, oh, I'm so tired. I just want to come home and Netflix and chill and everything will get done tomorrow. And that is kind of this rise in progesterone. That's the calming hormone. And testosterone, I kind of call like the energizing or like the zest hormone, right? It has to do with sex drive and libido. And, you know, there's not a lot about testosterone that we know, but I kind of call it like the energizing hormone. And there's actually a lot of other hormones in the body, and endocrinologists prescribe all different kinds of hormones. So I'd like love to know what endocrinologists kind of lovingly call their other hormones. I bet thyroid or synthroid is, you know, like the functioning hormone. I think of synthroid, especially if you have hypothyroidism, you can't function well if your TSH is not in the right range. And so synthroid to me, or prescribing a thyroid supplement is kind of like your survival hormone. And then, you know, diabetics, you know, need insulin. Type 1 diabetics need insulin. That's sort of like a survival hormone. You will not do well if you have type 1 diabetes without hormone replacement. And there's many, many other examples of this, but let's go back to menopause. So as I'm listening, I'm sometimes trying to think, what symptom is the most bothersome, and is this more low estrogen or low progesterone? I always ask my patients, I'll say, what is your number one symptom? If you had, you know, one wish and I could relieve one of your symptoms, your top priority, what would it be? And they'll usually give me a list, and that's another way that I can kind of tease out, because what I'm trying to do is stack. I'm trying to stack your hormone therapy. So stacking. I want to start one hormone at a time, because hormones are no joke. And whenever possible, and there's exclusions to this, this podcast is really meant to open your eyes, teach you something, whether you're a clinician or you're not a clinician. And again, exclusions apply. I can give some exclusions at the end here, but I like to start with one hormone at a time. Now, when I was a young baby doctor, 10 years ago, and I would see patients for menopause, perimenopause, I would very often prescribe whatever regimen I'm going to do, the estrogen patch and your progesterone, or the combi patch or combination pill like Duovay, or, Divigel and progesterone. And I did all the things together, because of course it's easy. You're supposed to take them together. They're like yin and the yang. No. And the reason being is that because hormones are no joke, especially female hormones, which again, haven't been as well studied as we would like them to be. They are very well studied in terms of their safety and their efficacy. There's no question about that. But in terms of just so many different nuances or head-to-head trials, we were really lacking. I talked about that last week. But women react to different hormones very differently. And there are some commonalities, but this is why I have now, after many decades, realized to save my patients and me the trouble, I like to start one hormone at a time. And typically it's either estrogen or progesterone. So if there's low progesterone, I tend to hear things like new onset anxiety, trouble falling asleep, insomnia, just really, really anxious. That can sound low, but like low progesterone. Low estrogen sounds like hot flashes, waking up, tossing and turning, waking up in the middle of the night, sweating, vaginal dryness, hair loss, dry skin, dry eyes. Those sound like estrogen. And remember, this is not an exact science. The majority of women will have their uterus or the womb, as you say in the UK, and therefore they will need to take both. And actually most women will end up taking both. But trust me on this, stacking is really helpful. So the first thing I'm trying to do with that patient that I kind of was giving the example of is I say, okay, I say, what's your number one thing? And she'll say, it's the anxiety. It's just this anxiety. It's this horrible sleep. I can't take it. Okay. I'm going to start that patient on progesterone only. And then we'll talk about estrogen, because typically, and sort of fast forward, what a menopause doctor sees or hears or knows is that you probably need both estrogen and progesterone. And we'll talk about, there's many, many nuances to this, but, and then I'll say, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to start with progesterone for 2 weeks. 2 weeks, 4 weeks, and then you're going to message me and I want to know how you're doing. And I'll say, okay, you know, what about the estrogen? What about testosterone? I'm like, we're going to stack. Now I'll say, usually patients have one of three responses to progesterone. It is the best thing in the world. It's like a warm blanket. You feel like you're coming home. You feel like it's a miracle. Number two, it does nothing. It does nothing good. It does nothing bad. Or number three, you have a side effect. And, you know, side effects from progesterone happen, especially Prometrium. If you're a big social media person, you found me on social media and other doctors on social media, you always hear like Prometrium, micronized progesterone. And a lot of people, you know, really kind of put Prometrium on a pedestal. There's a lot of P's. And that's great. Prometrium is a great medication. But of all the progesterones, it can cause side effects. So it can cause bloating. It can sometimes make you too sleepy. It can sometimes make people feel moody. And so it's so important to stack, because in the old days, when I gave someone both hormones at the time, or even three hormones, estrogen, progesterone, the trifecta with testosterone, they would say, I have this side effect. Like, my toe is numb. Who cares? I don't know which hormone it is. The takeaway message is that typically a side effect is caused by one hormone, not the combination, not both. So a lot of times, and I'm kind of, you know, giving away the secret sauce or the cliff notes of this podcast here, but I'll find on social media patients tell me, or people come to my private telemedicine practice and say, I have tried it before, I cannot tolerate it. And I'll say, okay, well, what was the side effect? And I say, I bet it came from the estrogen, or I bet this came from the progesterone, and I don't think it was the combination. So if you want to try HRT again, we've got to separate, we've got to stack. And so we reverse engineer it, because it's usually not that both hormones or the combination caused the problem, it's that one of them caused the problem. This is actually a reason that I don't do a lot of birth control pills in perimenopause. And birth control pills essentially are a combination of ethinyl estradiol and usually norethindrone, although sometimes other progestins, and you cannot stack with birth control pills. There are progesterone only, but there's no such thing as in like adding an estrogen to the progesterone only pill. So you can't stack with birth control pills. And women are really complicated and complex. They have developed other, you know, conditions or syndromes or autoimmune conditions or endocrinopathies in perimenopause and menopause. And so trust me, stacking, starting with one hormone at a time, is so crucial. Okay, so then I'll say, okay, then I think also you are also having hot flashes and vaginal dryness and dry skin. You got the full throttle, so you need estrogen too. So after the 2 to 4 weeks, I want you to add the estrogen patch or gel or whatever we're going to do, whatever way we're going to do the femring, doesn't matter, but we're stacking. And then I want to see, you know, after that, you know, also journal and track what is happening to the other symptoms that sound more like estrogen symptoms, the hot flashes, the dryness, the dry eyes, the itchy skin, and then come back and let me know. And estrogen can have a very different set of, you know, benefits and the symptoms that it can improve, and then of course side effects. So side effects from estrogen sometimes tend to be migraines, sometimes tend to be bleeding, or usually bleeding, breast tenderness. Sometimes estrogen can cause women to feel more moody also. And again, it's so helpful, especially if it's something like moodiness that falls into both. When you give women both hormones at the same time, you know, we don't know which one it is. And then what really truly happens is women say, ugh, I never want to do this again. That made me feel worse. You know, you told me hormone therapy was going to make me feel better, but I feel worse. And patients do this to me, and it breaks my heart when it happens, because either maybe we stack too fast, or there are some times when I don't stack. I'll kind of give you some examples, as I mentioned, and we want to go back and reverse engineer it. So hormone therapy is very interesting. And then testosterone, I actually usually stack completely separately. I tend to have developed over the years, and again, exclusions apply, sort of a protocol. I don't like to use the word protocol. As soon as I said it, I was like, ugh. But hear me out. Sort of, you know, a model for kind of teasing out what's estrogen, which progesterone, what's testosterone with my clinical experience. And testosterone's an interesting one, because I tell my patients, I always, you know, have about a third of my patients on testosterone. So not just a handful, but not everyone. It's really interesting. Some women's brains are really primed, even sexual function, for estrogen, or they feel just so much more
sexually inclined or positive about sex, if they're sleeping, if they are, you know, are not so sweaty, if they enjoy someone touching them. So, you know, testosterone I always actually do last because I really like to get my patients stable on estrogen and progesterone. That's hard enough, and do that first and then add testosterone. I have some exclusions. I have some young women that I've actually we've started just testosterone, and we're completely doing it backwards. So, you know, I definitely do not do the same thing with every single patient. And when I'm stacking, that could also mean not just Prometrium. It could be a different type of progesterone. It could be different types of estrogen. We could be doing estrogen first and then progesterone. It depends where they are in the cycle. Are you perimenopausal? Are you postmenopausal? But the stacking is so, so helpful. And I did an example of this in last week's episode of this patient who was given the Climera Pro patch at first. And the problem too with a combination, either tab or patch, is that it makes it really hard for anyone to adjust. You can't say, I want to up the progesterone a little bit and decrease the estrogen in this patch. Nope, it comes in one dose. So I love stacking. And patients always will say to me once we come up with their HRT regimen, oh, you know, should I go gluten-free? Should I cut out dairy? Should I add this supplement? And most of the time, not always, there's always exclusions. I actually say, like, don't change anything else. Don't change anything else right now, because also that's going to confound, you know, what your HRT is doing. So sometimes you can't help it. Patients have to have surgery, or maybe another doctor needs to start a rheumatologic medication or a migraine medication, and you can't avoid it. It just have to be done at the same time. But specifically for this stacking hypothesis that I have, I say, keep your diet the same. You know, don't really add a whole bunch of new supplements or new products or new things, or do not change your diet when you're starting HRT. That's like so crucial, because that could upset your stomach. That could give you diarrhea. That could give you a headache. That could make you lightheaded, and you'll just never know what it was. And you're going to obviously, because we're humans, blame the medication most of the time. Although again, patients are always really smart. You know, they can kind of siphon out, well, my in-laws were here, and so maybe that's why I was moody. Or, you know, my kids were home for a week because they were all sick, and then I, you know, got COVID. Maybe that was why. So there's always confounding factors when we're trying to figure out what each hormone is doing, what formulation, what route, and what dose for each. And so when, also this applies to whenever I make a change for a patient, I really will say, and my patients know so well, they'll say X, Y, or Z symptom is happening. And I'll say, okay, let's change this, but don't change this. And because again, if we change two things at once, which exclusions apply, is really hard to know. So I've been hinting at these exclusions, and you know, there are some patients for whom combinations are actually a great idea, right? So who could that be? I find that sometimes if it's been many years since menopause, maybe now we're in that like 5 to 10 year range, sometimes starting a low dose combination is great. It kind of eases the burden. It lowers the barrier to entry. And, you know, there's great combination patches. So there's the Climera Pro patch, which is a weekly patch. There's the Combi patch, which is a twice weekly patch. Because of those two patches, some women absolutely either can't take oral or just already have too high of a pill burden, so they don't want that oral progesterone. And the only two formulations of hormone therapy where progesterone is transdermal is either in the Climera Pro patch, which is levonorgestrel, a synthetic progestin, or Combi patch, which is norethindrone, another synthetic progestin. So those would be a time where maybe I would do them together. Women who are really adverse to medications, like, oh my gosh, you know, this is so, I just can't. The patch is also great. You put it on, you walk away, you know, you don't kind of feel like you're taking medications in a way. So it's kind of sometimes a psychology trick. Combination tabs can also be helpful if patients are really, really busy. This type of sort of stacking and splitting, and it just makes them so anxious, and they maybe have either a lot of ADD, and they're like, I can literally not follow this, Heather. We got to bite the bullet. And sometimes we can't stack. And there's, of course, other reasons. There's personal preference. Maybe you're switching from birth control pills right to postmenopausal hormone therapy. And sometimes I just like to go straight from birth control pills to a oral combination estrogen progesterone. And then there's so many different ones. So do we want to do Bijuva, which is bioidentical, or Duave, which is basodoxavine and conjugated equine estrogens, or Mimbi, or Angelique, or Primpro? There's so many that you can switch from. So still leaves so much to talk about in the office. And there are exclusions where, you know, again, instead of doing estrogen progesterone, I'll sometimes do testosterone first. I will do this particularly if a woman says to me, my number one concern is sexual dysfunction. I have no pain. I don't have any other menopause symptoms. That doesn't happen all the time. It happens actually very rarely, but it does. And so I have some patients that I actually will start with testosterone, and then we will reverse engineer and go into maybe estrogen and progesterone. And then the fun thing about stacking is, you know, I'll find, for example, I have a patient who I started on Prometrium and gave her the patch. And I said, you know, do this for 2-4 weeks and then start the patch and do that for 8 weeks and journal and track and come back to me. So she comes back in 3 months and she says, my patients always say, you're going to be so mad at me. I don't know why patients say that. I think it's just because, you know, I know why. It's because sometimes we'll leave these elaborate plans and, you know, things change. And I get that. And I've been doing this for a long, long time. So I know things change. So I would say, of course not. And she said, I took the progesterone and it was like a dream. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. I never wore the patch. I said, great. And she's like, I know, but like, do I need to and shouldn't I? And that was the plan. And the best thing about stacking is that, you know, also we might find just the perfect combination for you. And sometimes you just need one and not the whole trio. With the caveat that, of course, if you're on estrogen and you have an intact uterus and you are postmenopausal, you do need progesterone to protect your intact uterus. But I've also had patients that, you know, will do the estrogen patch for a month or two. And, you know, they're like, oh, don't I need progesterone? And it's interesting, actually, you know, the risk of uterine cancer with unopposed estrogen, or i.e. if you never took a progesterone, is really going to happen like months to years, okay, without a progesterone. Now, it's kind of like the same thing about drinking alcohol in pregnancy. We just say, just don't do it, you know, even though there might be a let's not go there, but you know what I mean. So I have some patients who will come see me after 2-3 months and they're on the patch and like, oh, I don't want to add any progesterone. I say, well, we could do something local like a Mirena. And then you don't even, you know, and some patients are like, you know what? That sounds great. I've had a lot of patients really willing to have a Mirena placed. And some patients say, nope, no. Give me that progesterone. Let's go for it. And it's just really fun to stack because you as the patient also really learn a lot about your body and a lot about hormone therapy in general. And again, it can make for adjustments really easy. And I like to do stacking in life too. I think if you change too many things at once, it's less likely you're going to end up spending time reverse engineering it than it's going to take you to make one change at a time. That may be called like habit stacking, and that may come from Atomic Habits. I've never read that book, but I've just seen so many TikToks on it. So I think probably that's where I got the word stacking, but I was doing this long before Atomic Habits. And I think, you know, certainly I am not going to sit back and say I am perfect at this. You know, there are certainly times when I'm like, I am going to do all the things, or I'm going to change all the things, or I'm just going to drastically change this or drastically change that. And, you know, I think we can all obviously say, as I'm sitting here alone in this room, it sounds silly to say that because it just seems so much less likely than making one small change and becoming a habit and then making another. But that analogy, I think, for menopause and perimenopause and hormone therapy is so, so interesting. So I hope that was helpful. I would love to see you as a patient. If you, you know, want a second opinion, if you want a first opinion, if you want a third, fourth, or fifth opinion, I do all of those. And I have so much fun seeing my patients because each patient is a different formulation, a different puzzle piece. And it's so much fun because we are stacking, we are talking about doses and routes and formulations and what sounds like low progesterone, what sounds like low estrogen, what sounds like low testosterone. Do we need vaginal estrogen? Do we need to add other medications? Is this working? Is this not? Do we need non-hormonals? What are my risks? It's just so much fun. And if you're a provider, I would love for you to join the provider course. We talk about this in so much detail. We talk about, you know, typical starting doses and how to adjust and how to switch and what equivalents are and how to explain all this to your patients because it can be a lot. It can be really overwhelming. So I'd love to see you in the class. You can find all that information on my website, heatherhirschmd.com, or on my Instagram or TikTok if you go to my link in bio. And I hope you guys are feeling great. I hope you learned something from this episode. I can't wait to come back. I've got a brand new episode for you where I'll be doing my usual basically live podcast day. So I will see you guys then. Stay well, stay warm, and much love and much joy.
Thank you guys, as always, for listening to the show. If you love the show, you're going to love my new book, Unlock Your Menopause Type. This book is really meant to help you identify and target and therefore best treat your most bothersome menopause symptoms. In the book, I go through all the different ways menopause can be treated with HRT, of course, non-hormonal therapies, and diet, exercise, and lifestyle. You can get the book anywhere books are sold. And if you are so inclined, please leave a book review wherever you bought your book. I will absolutely be thanking you. I hope you enjoy reading it as much as I enjoyed writing it. If I haven't already done so, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to my show. Consider subscribing so you never miss an episode. Also, if you love the show, your stars or a quick review could really help other women who are searching for information on menopause and midlife around the globe find this show. If you want to work with me, consider the Reclaiming Menopause Masterclass. The link for that is in the description to this show. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart for all your support, and I'll see you next week for a brand new episode.